This is a dangerous group. The groups that were.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
I'm bad, I'm pretty, and can't possibly be beat.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You got Johnny Westmore coverage. You got Johnny Westmore on Zone coverage. Today's topic will be about Trayvon. I know you guys hear it all over the world, what's going on with this. You definitely got Johnny Westmore on the show with Johnny Westmore, Zone coverage. I'm going to give a shout out to my host, TL Core, who's the chairman, rather, and also want to send a shout out to my entire family, the Westmoreland family, a few friends. We're going to open up with prayer right now. First of all, most heavenly Father, we come humble to you right now, Lord. Let this be a good, productive show. That you bless us in your name and have mercy on us. We're so glad you don't give us what we deserve when none of us be here. We ask that you keep us in your will and such harmony. Bless our children, our immediate families. And we ask that you keep us in your will and have mercy on us. In my name, Jesus, whoever the listeners are, amen. Bless their family. Now, we're going to talk about this Trayvon business. I'm against violence. I'm against what happened. But us as black people, we got to find another way, another solution for things. Of course, we've been marching since the 60s, Martin Luther King, Jr., and all that type of stuff. You know, it's good when you come out of numbers, but we still have to find something else to do. Because the first thing the opposition say, which is the white folks, I'm not just saying racist because I'm not racist, but first thing they say is they come to black folks, get out the way, and march. It's just typical, let them march. And when if they get out of line, we're going to lock them up. I believe justice will be served, justice needs to be served, and that's what upset me because he wasn't arrested. So that's the thing, he wasn't arrested. So you guys have any input toward the situation? You got a solution? Call in. Come on, don't be afraid. Call in. Tell your friends. Tell your neighbor. 646-478-5209. That's 646-478-5209. Zone coverage. You definitely got zone coverage on the show with Johnny Westmore talking about the issue with Trayvon Martin. And another thing, my question is, why aren't we marching when blacks is killing blacks on the Ingleside in Chicago, on the south side? There's a lot of killing going on every day out there. And last weekend, there were 41 people shot. And last few days, I think it was 19 people shot. There was a young lady shot in the head right here at Douglas Park. They didn't find the weapon. The guy was, they were shooting him. Sitting in the car. He threw his hand up because he heard gunshots. It hit him in the hand. It would have hit him in the head. What can we do, ladies and gentlemen, to stop this violence? I mean, what do we do? Police killing us. We can't sit up here and pull over to the side. We can't even call, have our cell phones in our hand. They shooting us down like racehorses. What are we supposed to do? I mean, come on. Somebody got to have some type of solutions out here. Where our leaders at? Well, so-called leaders, ministers of the church, they stay in the church. I'm calling them all out. They stay in the church in the pulpit on Sundays and go to Bible studies on Wednesdays. Come on, it's bigger than that. Hit these streets. I know some people grew up in the neighborhood and scared to walk down their own street through the alley because they see a group of guys on the corner that they grew up on for 30 years. Them guys only been there for 5 years. That's a coward move. I'm not angry, it's disturbing. Where are our leaders? I think we put too much trust in man. God do use people. He do. everything, and if we're going to be honest with you, new politicians. We need new ministers. We need new role models. I'm going to tell it just like it is. Anybody want to jump on my wagon, let's go. Because if we got God on our side, can't nothing stop us. Let our voice be heard. Do something about that. People getting shot in our own community. You won't see nobody in Florida, in California, Memphis, Washington, in DeKalb. None of them places. You don't see nobody marching when people get killed on the west side of the south side of Chicago. Are we making it a big issue because the opposition killed Trayvon Martin, a white guy, or is we making it an issue because he's arrested yet, or both? Come on, y'all. Call in 646-478-5209. That's Zone Courage. 646-478-5209. My opinion is, I think it's probably a little bit of both. And I really believe Jesse would be served because now Congress and all these type of people have gotten involved, and it is an issue. Because if he's not arrested, ain't no telling what the response going to be. It's going to be an outrage. You know that. It's going to be outrage. We don't need a World War III over something like this. It's simple. Do the right thing. The boy didn't have no weapon. You shot the boy in cold blood. He didn't have no gun. Even if they did have a fight, the lie they trying to tell that the guy had a swollen nose, even if they did have a fight, he still ain't have no weapon. Take your and go about your business. You got Johnny Westmoreland. You definitely got Johnny Westmoreland. Tell it like it is. Take your butt whooping and go home. If that was the case, I don't believe that was the case. Because if that was the case, then they bring that up when it first happened. They didn't bring it up when it first happened. Now all these allegations against Zimmerman, they want to say, oh, he might have fought with him. Oh, he might have this. He feared for his life. Oh, he did this, so... You know, I don't understand. He was intimidated. Intimidated by what? He didn't have a weapon. Much bigger than the guy. Come on, y'all. We got to stand up. More than just margin. Where are elected officials at? We need to change some laws around here. That's what we need to do. We need to change some laws. And all these people that's trying to be on Zimmerman's side, they ain't nothing but crooks anyway. But we as people, it starts with us, though. Killing in Chicago, killing all over. Blacks killing blacks. Don't you know when blacks get through killing blacks, it ain't going to be nothing left, and then the opposition going to come take over the city? Can't we see that? What is happening all over the world? I'm primarily talking about Chicago now. If blacks keep killing blacks, everybody's just going to, the opposition going to come in and take over the city. And there will be none. It will be a crucial time for us. We need to stop killing each other. I don't know what it's going to take for us to stop killing each other. People say after school programs, that's failed. They talking about activities. Jobs. People are angry. They're upset. They need jobs. They want to work. You know, they want to be able to take care of themselves. It's frustrating that a man has kids. He won't work. He can't work. He can't take care of himself. He can't take care of his children. What's left? If he's a hustler, that's all he know what to do. He's going to go take a chance. Especially if he got a good heart. He don't want to see his baby without. He'll do anything to work. We need prayer. You know, I'm a firm believer. Prayer changes conditions. And the most important thing, we can't do nothing without God. Absolutely nothing. We cannot do nothing without God. So the thing about this, when are we going to come together and do the right thing? Let's stop killing each other. We must stop killing each other. It starts amongst us. If we're going to march, let's march for the right thing. Let's march for everything. Let's just not march because Trayvon Martin got killed. And it's a worldwide thing because a white person killed him. Let me ask you something, ladies and gentlemen. What if a black person would have killed Trayvon Martin? Come on, keep it 100 with me. What if a black person, what if it was a teenager, 16 years old, killed Trayvon Martin for no reason? It would be a little outrage, but would this be a national thing? and if the guy wasn't arrested? Because there's so many unsolved murders right now in the city of Chicago with these babies, 7 year old, 5 year old, people, 12 year old, they've been murdered. Come on. They've been murdered. Where the march at? They have a slight march. I see a little margin here and there. But why ain't that an international march? Because of the racism. Let me tell y'all something. For everybody, they go for black folks, white folks, Hispanics. I don't care who you are. Whoever is on that racism stuff, let me tell you something. God's going to destroy you. God is a respect. He's like all races. He created all races. He said vengeance is his, true enough. I don't know how we respond if that happened to me and my family. But the thing about it, we got to stop killing each other. We definitely got to stop killing each other. Yep, so, you know, ladies and gentlemen, call in. Don't be afraid. 646-478-5209. Call in. 646-478-5209. And another thing I want to address. I want to address, you know, when young people get mobbed up and they get killed. First thing they say, oh, my baby was on an honor roll. But they don't say, my baby was a thug, too. Well, we're going to pay some bills, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to come back to you briefly as I play a song for you all. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm going to surprise you all. You got Johnny Westmoreland on Zone Coverage. Be back with you shortly.
weather's a storm. Baby, let me be your umbrella, Rihanna. If you gotta cry, then I'ma catch your tears. Just lay your head on my shoulder and I will never let go. Lift you up, I put the S back on your chest. Stand tall and I'll defend you from the rest. I'm a lyrical rock thinking. You don't ever have to bleed again. Human defibrillator, I can make you breathe again. Hold tight, we gon' rise again. Rest the dirt from my eyes again. Like a phoenix from the flames, we will never lose the fire within. Can't stop till we all ascend. My burning spirit ignites me. If darkness is the absence of light, then I'ma shine for you. Start it up and let me rise for you. Like a beating drum, I'm your 808. Reach up, watch me drop a couple lines for you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you got Johnny Westmoreland back with Own Courage on the show with Johnny West Courage. 1 minute, we have a caller. Who called out here? Hello, caller, are you there? Hello, caller, are you there? Must have lost the caller. Yeah, our topic is, we talked about the brutal murder of Trayvon Martin and what's your opinion on what should be done. You got a solution. You can call in at 646-478-5209. That's 646-478-5209. Another thing we want to talk about is the black killing blacks. You know, why are we the only race that march? I mean, I'm not saying nothing wrong with marching, but why are we the only race that march? We have to really ask ourselves that. Why are we the only race that march? And how effective these marches? Is these marches really effective, or we just want to be seen? You know, that's my question. Call in 646-478-5209. Okay, we're gonna move on. I want to switch the theme about what's going on in society. Period. As a whole, my thing is about our weather. I want to talk about the weather. I want to talk about what's going on. A lot of people, I'm a little bit under the weather myself with my sinuses.
InstantBeatNews.com.
Think she's feeling it, man. Yeah. Can't do enough for me.
No.
Can be Matt B.
Let's get it.
All day. Just keep it real jazzy on this one. Let go.
InstantBeatLease.com.
You think you love me, girl, but you don't love me, girl. You're just a dick, dick. So I'm a dick, dick. I'm not the man you need.
No.
Space reality.
You just a dick, dick, dick.
Doing
my dick, dick.
Yeah, yeah. I ain't seen her in a while.
As soon as I hit the dome, she was getting wild. Pulled the zipper and she kissed it, licked it, colored it with lipstick. She be on that freak shit, anything she want it. Yeah, she a sex fiend, especially when she going down with the whipped cream. I just stay a couple rounds if she miss me. She tryna get with me, understand it's simply sex, so don't commit. They think you love me, girl, but you don't love me, girl.
You're just a dick,
dick.
What my
dick
did. I'm not the man you need. No space reality.
You're just a dick, dick.
To what my dick did.
Yeah, yeah.
She keeps trying to tie me up. She texts me every day. She can't get enough. But she needs to stop trying, stop crying. She thinks she in love, but there ain't no denying that. Yeah, she a sex fiend, but she would. Going down with the whipped cream. Pictures that I'm taking off like a rocket. And don't you try to stop it. You know what it is, just be satisfied with this, girl.
Think you love me, girl, but you don't love me, girl. You're just a dick, dick. To what my dick did. I'm not the man you need. Just face reality. You're just a dick, dick, dick. To what my dick.
Can't you see that we've got a good thing? But you ain't a good feeling, girl. Quit putting love in it, girl.
Cause you love the way I'm laying down. Don't complicate things now.
Girl, I don't wanna be tied to you. I just wanna have fun.
Did you love me?
Did you love me?
But you don't love me.
So addicted.
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous.
Instant beat lease.
What's up, ladies? We would like to escort you this evening onto an adventurous excursion of pleasing. And oh baby, don't let your past men define you, cause we are not scared to wine and dine you. And oh no, we don't kiss and tell, but we see that you see that we will do it well. So hop on board of this Flownetics train, and baby, I can guarantee you that it will not be the same.
Sexy, just wondering if you gon' let me get your 411, or maybe you just wanna text me. We can take it slow, Mrs. South St. Pauli, and the ass like that can make Chris Reeves stand tall again. I hear all these goons with they hootin' and they hollering, but I can light your neck, ears, wrists, and Neapolitan, cause you is my baby, and them other boys know what's up, and girl, I feel I'm the right worm for that apple butt. But enough's enough of this, dog, you're my best. Canarian, you rep me like a book, so I call you my librarian. And for this bad boy, you gon' have to be my disciplinarian. And you are my phoenix, which makes me a barbarian. I can get you out the hood, so call me your humanitarian. With me, it's all carriage of my little vegetarian. Until the day they bury him, them bedroom eyes got me on shook. And my soldier on surprise, because them bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You are ready? No, baby girl, I'm gonna give it. Cause the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it. Cause the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it. Cause the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. I know she want me, her eyes stalk me, they all over me, and that they talking, saying I'm dirty, so please come wash me. She yelling at her clothes, now like get the hell off of me. I'm looking back now, my eyes won't back down. I'm so ready, my little man won't go back down. And she knows this, she feels it in her senses. I wanna be her prisoner and serve a life sentence. Her bedroom be in the background, the way she's staring at me. I don't know how I should act now. Her eyes looking sexy, her eyes look directly at me. Damn, I think her eyes just text me. I see that she sees that, I see the passion. We looking at each other, her eyes slow dancing. She in control now, I just wanna ride. Damn, shorty just hit me with some bedroom eyes.
Because some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
Because some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
Because some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
Because some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.